Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 29th. The largest crane on the East Coast has arrived in Baltimore to help clear the wreckage of the deadly bridge collapse. CNN's Gabe Cohen is in Baltimore with more.
Look, this is going to be a massive project, and right now engineers are still trying to figure out how they're going to cut the bridge, those sections, into smaller pieces so they can safely and effectively remove it from the water. The Port of Baltimore is still shut down today. Thousands of jobs at risk, millions of dollars in lost salaries and business operations here in Baltimore.
Six construction workers fixing potholes on the bridge are presumed dead from the accident. The bodies of two of the men were recovered earlier this week. And Baltimore's mayor is hopeful the other four, all fathers, husbands, and sons, all immigrants from Latin America, can be found. Gaza continues to be devastated by the Israeli incursion, which is preparing to enter Rafah. CNN's Dana Bash has the latest.
A promise from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told families of kidnapped soldiers that no Hamas hostage will be left behind as his military prepares to enter Rafah in southern Gaza. More than 1 million people are sheltering there. And UNICEF warns that a military operation in Rafah could be, quote, the biggest catastrophe of this war.
An Israeli strike there on Thursday killed 14 Palestinians, including women and children sheltering inside a home, according to a Rafah hospital official. In northern Gaza, a civil defense spokesperson is calling on international agencies to rescue people trapped in and around Al-Shifa Hospital. Israel's military's raid on the hospital complex has entered its 12th day. On Thursday, the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to let aid into Gaza unimpeded, as citizens continue to lack basic necessities and famine conditions take greater hold. But Israel denies blocking aid, claiming it must make inspections first. Former President Donald Trump is once again under pressure after a gag order was issued by Judge Juan Merchan earlier this week regarding his New York hush money trial. Now, this is not Trump's first gag order. Some have even been issued over his public attacks towards court staff involved in his multiple cases. But now, a sitting federal judge spoke out on the severity of Trump's comments and the effect they could have on the lives of the judges involved and even their loved ones. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton spoke with CNN's Caitlin Collins.
I would think that any reasonable thinking person would appreciate that when they say things, it can sometimes resonate with others. And I think that's particularly true when you have somebody who has status in our society and they make certain statements. It can cause people to act on those statements, even if they don't necessarily intend for someone to do so.
Now, keep in mind here, it's pretty unusual for a federal judge to speak out on specific political or legal matters. One of the leaders of Haiti's gang collective has said the group is open to discussing an end to ongoing chaos and instability there. In an interview with the UK Sky News, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier said the gangs resorted to violence to end corruption in politics. He said they will not lower their weapons until a new system is in place. It has now been 2 weeks since Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced he would resign, per the gang's demands. A new report from the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights finds that the ongoing violence has killed more than 1,500 people this year and has displaced more than 300,000 since December. Coming up, we'll tell you about a long-shot 2024 presidential candidate. Hey, welcome back. A 35-year-old teacher in Texas says he's running for president and has legally changed his name to literally anybody else.
You know, you have Donald Trump, who is wealth-wise part of the 0.1%, and Joe Biden, who has been a politician for, 60-something years? How could they relate to us? How could they, you know, feel what we feel?
Else, formerly known as Dustin Eby, identifies as a centrist and admits he'll need a miracle to get enough signatures to land on the ballot in November. And that's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern with more news.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.